So, Lagabi the Sugya Resh Nikva. I think we spoke with Dalam, so it seems that most of the Dalam's on the same page on this. So, just to put together the Nikudis, Chazor of the Nikudis, we saw there a little bit. The Shitas here. The Gemara says, as a Shaila, Rav Shmuel, Ravasi, Dami Kamra Yilah, and then the other Shita is Kamra Tata, the Gemara, the way the Achronim on the Gemara. The Gemara falls off pretty much right away, proves that it's off the Kamra Tata. And the Gemara asks, Pshita, Yinkav Tata Tata Megan, Kidirabba. And what's the raya that the Tata is Megan? Like Rabba, because Rabba says that you can have only the Tata. And Kaina Sumkakshera. Inkav Tatav, Inkav Ilah. So then you have a Shaila, you have a neck of only the Tata. Is the Allah Megan or Eloi Megan? Pligimaz Machlikas. So just the basic Shalas in the Gemara is that, number one, we had in the Sugya of Rashi Toysis, the Hemsis, and the Nekev in the Hemsis, over there, Rashi said that a Nekev that goes halfway, Machat is Nimtza, Bo'ivi, Beisakosis is Kasher. Sorry, thank you very much. And over there, Rashi Shita is by the Hemsis, it's a Taka problem. A Tosis, Rabbi Natam, asks on Rashi, in Shabbos, it's an ink Tzvarshi, a trefa, b'shum, makom, el, b'nekev, mefulish. So Tosis makes a statement that there's no Svar that anywhere, is there a trefa, b'nekev, shayna, mefulish. Why all of a sudden here is the Gemara clarifying, Tata by itself maybe is a nekev. If it's just a stima on the nekev, so then, l'chaira, we know that there's no such thing as a trefa on a nekev, shayna, mefulish. So why all of a sudden here is the Gemara clarifying, and the Tata, Megan. And the Tata, if it's by itself, a trefa. Similar, you could ask when Tosis brings the Gemara by Moyach, the Gemara also there has a tzad, that Ilah, that there's two krumim on the Moyach, and Ilah, Avagav, the link of Tata is a trefa. While why over there is not a question on Tosis, as you saw, that we never find a concept of a nekev shena mefulish. Second of all, the whole lashon of the Gemara, Megan, not Megan, is l'chayr shver. Because throughout the place where we're going to find a question, if you could have a nekev, and you want to have something which is blocking up the nekev.
But it happens is it didn't go through even the already tried to puncture over here. It went through one of the cravings.
So you're saying that over here, no, but I understand, but you are because you're trying to get to the Ray. So, when got me the Ray, you didn't get to the Ray.
That's not what we're going to be saying in Shabbos, because he clearly says in the next step in Shabbos that the basic process is different. Yeah. It's because if he has a habit, you know, that once one R is good enough. The point over there is that over there you didn't even go through the wall you tried to get through, you didn't even
punch. So, you're saying it's a little different over there, even though he was here, it's Davok also over there. I don't know if it is. It's also Davok here, by basic process, it's not Davok.
Simply nothing over here.
What? I didn't see that. So, I mean, this class, the Rash, I mean, Rashbam Bavarns maybe, but there's no one under Hashem say that. The Bavarns, that maybe it's true. By Moyach? What? By Moyach. No, that's what he's saying is really, maybe it's not exactly the same. B'chlal, the lashon of the Gemara, Megan or not Megan, l'chaira, in general, whenever you find the shayla of the Gemara, if you have a nekev and you have something blocking the nekev, the lashon is the tzais in the nekev. Doifin tzais masa is the mara tzais in the nekev. In the kavod, Rashi and a few Rashi, even when we had before by the shayla of the korkovan, and you have a nekev, Rashi b'kavod the chibur kavod tzais in the nekev. The lashon of the Gemara all over, whenever it talks about blocking a nekev, it says it's soisim the nekev. The reya, there's a nekev in the reya, and the doifin sois masa, there's a nekev in the kavod, and the mar and the kavod sois masa. Now Rashi, even by Hemsis, dons the whole lashon of Rashi there in Shabbos when he deals with the is it soisim, is it not soisim? Avobemzis, Safi Mazarech, Shalanir, Nekev, Chotz, Enzu Stima. The lashon used in the sugya when you want to block the nekev is it's the soisim the nekev. It's blocking up the nekev. Over here, the lashon used is the gemara of Megan. If the gemara meant to say that is the fact that one nekev is there's still an r and therefore it's not a full nekev, it should have said is that one r soisim the nekev. Lashon Megan is a little bit shver. Okay, now, like this. Zom saw machlekes Rashi v'Ra'a that the maskanas of Gemara that the ilah is soisim is megin on the tata. That the lashon that the maskanas of Gemara the machlekes Rishonim what's the din if there is they're both nakov but it's zesh l'kenegad zeh. The Rashba says, and we have in that three shitas. So we'll focus first on the two shitas, the Rashba and the Ra'a. The Rashba says that l'cha'ira, it's good. And he says the reason it's good, he brings a raya from Korkvan and Kiss, that if it's nekev, one without the other, it's good. Only by veshet it's bound because it moves around. And here it's not like that. And mamela, it's not going to be nekev mafulish, and it's good. And the Ra'a argues, Lashon and the Ra'a is what shaykes to the Korkvan, less it doesn't raise over but Korkvan and Echad Megid Aval Reya. He says a svar ikor look like this a ruach, and therefore once it's knock over the both, it's a problem. So they're not really talking to each other like it says over there. Like they test, like they pretty much tell you that they're not really talking to each other. And lechayer, what is the shail over here between the Rashi and the Ra'a? If a neck of shenam were foolish. If nikvu zesh loy keneged zeh by the shnei oiris shnei krumim of the reya, is that a problem? There's another shita the rabbis Ashur brings to the Ben Yeruchim that a third shita that maybe it is daimet to the korkavan, but it's daimet to the veshet gufa because it moves around and it will blay the neck of the foolish. So see that shita also. So. The Maisa is like this. It was Nizdam Liyadi, a Gvaldika Chidush Aran, which brings out a machloikas between the Ran and Tosis. Tosis over here asks Akasha that how come the Gemara over here clears, does the Tata itself make a trefus without the Ilah? And yet by Moyach, when there's also Shnei Krumim, the Gemara's whole tzad that the Tata is a problem is because. Is only with the ilah. Why doesn't the Gemara clear if the tata should be a problem by itself? As the effect is, the Maisa another Rishon where he has the kasha. But the Chiddush Aran over there deals with this question. The Chiddush Aran over there has a different girsan in the Gemara. He taka holds that the tata by itself is a problem. His girsan in the Gemara is that the ilah is for sure a problem by itself, and the Yeshlomer the tata is also a problem by itself. Each girsan is saying that we know that one is a problem. One of the krum of the mayach is a problem. Shail is which one? Is it the ilah that's a problem? Is it the tata that's a problem? So his kasha is pung faker. How come by mayach the tata alone is a problem, and by reya the tata alone the maskan is not a problem? So obviously he's not going to be able to answer because the ilah is of by mayach because the kasha is pung faker. So that's his kasha. So the chidush Aran, unbelievable yisoid. Yisoid over here. Zok the Chiddush Aran that by Reya, the name of the Trefus, what's the name of the Trefus? By Reya, the name of the Trefus, the Mishnah says, is Nikva Reya. So Nikva Reya, you need Nekav Mefulish. Avadli, you need both. Maskana the Gemara. The Reya is, it's much more Mestaber that you need the Nekav to get to the Reya. Adam Menach Mitchekum Medide. But by Krum, but by Moyach, the name of the Trefus is Nikva Krum. So Nikva Krum, so we know that Nikva Krum, so we know that the Krum, one of the Krumim makes a Trefus, we just don't know which one, and that's a Shail of the Gemara. This is the Ran Shalangovek over here, that there's two separate things, according to him, that there's a Nekev in the Krum, and that's by Moyach, is the Nekev in the Krum, and the Shail, the whole Shail, and this is what we spoke about by Krum Shal Moyach, that the Krum Shal Moyach, Yishlachkar, is it a part of the, it's, that's where the Moyach starts already, or is it a separate thing which is protecting the Moyach? So he's learning that it's a separate thing, it's a Krum, and on the Krum, and the Krum itself makes a trefus. The Shaila of the Gemara, we knew that it's one of the Krums, not both, and that was the suffix of that Gemara, which one? Over here, Zokter, it's the Nekev in the Rei Alein. The Gemara says Krum, Taka here, is the other side of it, is what we were clearing over there. over here, the krum means that's already the beginning of the basa of the reya. That's already the aver of the reya. It goes till the krum. The whole thing is the reya, and this is just the outer skin of the reya. And maybe it's the neck of in the reya. So zakter avada, you have to. It's much more mestaber, at least. It's much more mestaber that you need to make a neck of a foolish to get to the basa of the reya, to get into the reya. So the Ran zakt over here that there's a way to look at the reya as the krum of the reya as chelik of the reya itself, and that's how he's looking at it. V'chor and Tosfos, the Mavor not like that. Tosfos Kash is saying it's the same thing as krum shel moach. We already established before in Daf Mem Beis that Tosfos held the krum shel moach is a separate thing. It's not the aver itself. It's the krum of the moach. It's the protector. It's shel gogels. It works with the gogels, etc. And L'chor over here, Tosfos is learning that the krum shel reya is also like that. That the krum shel reya is the krum shel reya. It's not the. We're not dealing with the. And that's why he's comparing it to over there to krum shel moach. Just a diktuk in the Lashon Rambam. And when the Rambam says, he says, for example, shnei kisim yesh bekorkovan. He says yesh shnei oiris yesh loy. Laveshet. Over here he says, Shnei Krumim Yesh Al Hareya. Sounds like there's a Reya, and then there's Shnei Krumim Al Hareya. It's not the Reya yet. Shnei Krumim Al Hareya. Like he says by Krum Shomayach. It's a diktuk. That the Ram was also, it's like that idea. That the Ram is learning that there's already a Aver of the Reya, and there's a Nekev in the Reya, and the whole sugya of here is done, and what makes a Nekev in the Reya? And the other way to look at it is, no, we're dealing with an ekev in the krum, and the krum is more of a protector. And mela, since the krum is more of a protector, so mela, it's its own, it's a different way of looking at it. So, just for the olive base, before we proceed, is that this would seem, just to start, is that this is the olive base, is that it seems like this is the schala of the dvarim between the Rashba and the Ra also. That the Rashba understand is saying that we have Reya, Korkavan, etc. So he said, you need there's a shaila of a Nekim Mefulish, not a Nekim Mefulish. So he says, you find that by the Korkavan, the kiss is protecting the Nekev. And Mamela over here, by Reya, one or, as long as you have one or, so it's right to not a Nekev Mefulish, essentially. Now, what's the Ra saying? So l'chara, even if you say the Ra saying it's a krum, you still need to explain what's the idea. But just to go back for a second, what we were saying before is like this: that according to the Ran, Taka, the point of the Gemara was to say that there's a nekev over here, and the shaila is there a stima? Is the nekev is the nekev mafolish? Is it not mafolish? Is it into the reya? Is it not into the reya? So it's really the regular shaila. Of a steamer in the nekev. So regular shaila is a nekev mefulish, is not mefulish. In the chedusha in the ram. But if you go the other way, so the pshat is that the function of the krum of the reya is to protect the reya. It's dealing with the reya. There's a reya and there's a krum of the reya. And the vart is that you need these krumim to protect the reya, to be megan on the reya. And the shaila of the Gemara, according to that, is not so much a shaila. If you stop the nekev, the shaila is that in a chanami there's maybe a nekev in the ray in the krum, a kozman that there's another krum, maybe that krum is being made on the ray. The lashon according to the other way to look at it is that we're not dealing. It's not a shaila of a steam on the nekev. It's a shaila is there still a megan on the ray? That's the shaila. So the Memela, that's the, according to this, much more geshmak, the Lashon Megan. It's not a shayla of a stima, it's a shayla of a Megan. And the shayla is it a Megan on the Ray or not? So, let's just Lashon Tosfos. So Tosfos says then just like by krum shel moyach, the moyach has two krumim which are protecting it. So for Tosfos, the hakam over there that the tata when it's megan on the moyach, how come over there the Allah is enough to continue being megan on it, whereas over here the gemara is a shaila. Look there, over there they lost haka av, so that itself could be a megan. Over here one megan maybe is not enough. Over here the ilah by itself maybe wouldn't be enough, and therefore that was the gemara's shaila. Then maybe you need both, and therefore you need both krumim, and if there's a nekev in one, that's already a problem. Now, there's the Nakuda still in the Ra'ah to explain it further. The Ra'ah adds over here of Areya Ikra Likleitas Haruach Vekimish Nikvu Yevshar. So the Ikra is Likleit the Ruach. So what does he mean to say? The Aleph, first of all, is what does it mean to say with this point that since it's Ikra to be called the Ruach, and therefore it's a problem if you have Zeshla Keneged Zeh? What does it mean to say with that? So,
huh?
So is the Ra'ah on Ganasa when the air goes out? Does a B'dika help him? What? Is it? Right, so what's his it kinakuda? Because it is meduyik. The Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef not, because the Beis Yosef holds that the Rashba holds that even if air goes out, it's still good. But if you hold that the Rashba agrees that when the air goes out, it's a problem, so that means there are us holding that even if the air goes out, even if the air doesn't go out, it's good. It's not good. It's a problem.
Isn't the Ra'ah saying that's the pilush?
Okay, so in a second, so l'chayr we wanted to say that the Chan Ra'ah, whether it goes out or not. But the Ikar Nekuda is like this. The Ikar Nekuda is that there's a Levushi Sod over here. Levushi Sod says they said in the Reya in general. And he's not asking these questions exactly, he's asking it a little differently. But the Sod he says is that the Taich of a Nekiv in the Reya is a Nekiv that lets out Avir. Because the whole point of the Reya is to contain the Avir. And if there's a nekev that lets out the avir, thus is a nekev in the reya. So memela like this, the reya is the reya. There's a krum. The point of the krum is to make that there's a megan on the avir. It's a megan on the avir. The memela, in order to have a megan, you need to have one krum that's complete. Once there's a nekev in the krum, the nekev in the krum makes that the avir and the reya can no longer stay in the reya, and the mela like this. Mela the gemara the nekuda is not necessarily that each you need a krum on the reya. If the krum is a nekev, this krum is no longer a megan on the reya, and that itself that there's no krum that's a megan on the reya, that alone is a problem. So each krum is by itself. But each krum by itself, even let's say wouldn't let out avir. I don't know if you need to create the pilush. I'm not sure you need a nekev and a fulish and both krum together. I'm not sure. Could be that the shail is that the ray needs a megan. And once there's a nekev in the megan, that itself is a trefa. Nekev on the krum is a trefa. So the shail is this one's a megan, it holds in the avir. That one's a megan, holds in the avir. Once each one has a nekev, there's no megan on it anymore. Megan on the Avir. That's the Nekuda. The Nekuda is it Megan on the Reya? How is it Megan on the Reya? It's not from infection or from something from the outside. The touch Megan is Megan on the Avir of the Reya. That's the touch Megan. So you have to done each krum. Is the krum a Megan? Right? Is the krum a Megan? Is it not a Megan? So once there's a nekiv in the krum, this krum can no longer hold an Avir. This krum can no longer hold an Avir. Now, if this krum can't hold an Avir, and this krum can't hold an Avir, so Mimela, there's no Megan on the Reya. So, because the Trefus is in the krum itself. The Trefus is in the krum. This krum can no longer hold in the Avir. So, this krum cannot hold in the Avir, and this krum cannot hold in the Avir. And therefore, there's a Trefus Chal in the krum of the Reya. In the krum of the Reya. You want to say, maybe the Reya...
What is the Reya?
The Reya is inside. A ray is not a balloon. A ray is not a balloon. And a ray is bosser inside. It's like a sponge more than a balloon. and it's like a sponge. There's basar of the raya, and you have and the krum is outside the basar of the raya. If you're saying that you're thinking that the raya is like a balloon, so the krum is the raya, is the or the raya.
Sounds like the
concern
is that now the
Re'ah
is not
a... Nikvu is the crewman, he says.
But the problem is...
Therefore, there's going to be a race in the Re'ah because you need a crew.
But then it's not a crew.
Huh?
Where do you get this next step that there's this issue of a megan?
The Gemara. Okay, so good.
The reason they're all here. The Re'ah says this is what he's saying. Where do you see the second step?
The what? But there's, saying is because where's the chalis trefus being chalis in the krum? Because if you say like
that in the raw,
because the maisa, if there are all holes that if the avra could be would stay in, it would be a problem.
Because the
shah says eshalot, it's not. That's who did a bedikah.
Sometimes it goes, sometimes it doesn't. It's not always going to
go out. Okay, because that's the issue. The point is because the krumim are not. So the krumim are not, they cannot hold in the avir. That's the touch of the function of the krumim.
Was there wrong with you?
So, what? So what's that? So masha'in came, if you say that the neck is in the avir, is in the aver of the ray itself, not in the krumim, so then you have to make a problem in the aver itself. For example, you could say, right? But the Toys asks Sakasha that how come over here is more poshut that it's Nikav Atachton is a problem, and over there is more poshut that the Nikav Elyon is a problem. And by Moyach. This is how come the Gemara, why is it more poshut over here? Let's say Sakasha. Or you could say very simple. The Etzem. You could say that because the Nikav Atachton by itself is already being poil a Pulas Nekav, because the Avir is already coming out of the Reya. The Avir is already coming out of the Reya. So Mela, the Nikav of the Tachton is already being poiled over here, a pool of a Nekev. And Mela, it's more poshut that this thing by itself is already, we see that there's a pool of a Nekev and it's staring what the Krum is supposed to be doing. If it's only on the Elyon, so it's not being poiled anything, Klapi the Reya. It's not being poiled any problem, that Nekev in the Elyon. Mela, the Nekev in the Elyon is not such a problem. This says the Shmira of the Krum is really from the inside. So when it's a problem with the nekev on the tachton, it's much more already a sadistic problem because the pu'ulas hanekev is already being poiled. Some the avir that the nekev atachton is supposed to be protecting is not doing it. It's already coming out of the tachton. Masha'en kein over there, the ikar pu'ul of the krum is to protect from the outside. So over there, avad gadelion is more poshut. There's no shinoi into the behemah really in the shmira. It was only a nekev on the tachton, but Tez doesn't say that. So Tez could be saying is that it's the same like over there. And maybe it's just a svar in the krum. Stam a svar in the krum to make a nekev in the reya or the krum. But either way, but it's stam a svar, not mitzvah the avir. Stam a svar in the krum, shul krum, and the krum is there to be a krum, or it's a svar in the nekev in the reya alein. But if you would say like this svara, that the point of the krum is to protect it from the avir leaving, so memele could be it's more partial. Why over here it would be a problem? Already from the tachton, the shalos would the elyon already be able to be a megan? Now, what would be the din? To bring out the point to shtickle, what would be the din by? That's what I'm saying. So, according to this, it could be that the point I'm trying to get to in the Rashba and the Ra'ah is that according to the Rashba, the point is that unless it's a nekev, it's going to be have a teres nekev mafulish to it, that's into the ray, it's not going to be a problem. Maybe you see if I korkov on that it's not a fartig nekev, so it's not a fartig nekev. According to the Ra'ah, lav dafka has to be chal, a teres nekev mafulish. It could be that there's no megan, and each one is a megan, and by itself, the nekev by itself would be a problem. each one by itself. And that's why it could be this, a bedika wouldn't help in the Ra'ah, because that's the point. The point is not that. The point is that each megan by itself, each krum by itself, is a megan by itself. And Memela, once it's Zesh Lokan Eged Zed, it doesn't matter, because neither one can be a megan by itself. Neither one can be a megan, even if it's not Chal that you see, that the Aver will leave from the Re'ah. Where is Yesh Lachk or the Svara, is what would be Zesh Lokan Eged Zed by the Mayach? The place could talk about Zesh Lokan Eged Zed by the Mayach. The Prichadash clears the Shaila. It could be a similar Shmuz. And by Moyach, where again the point of the Krum is that each one is a Megan, it could be that if each one has a problem, neither one could be Megan. Even if Lemaisa is a Shulchan Ekezen, it doesn't move around. The Rabbin Yeruchim, which was saying that the Rabbin Yeruchim, which is the third Shita, he's also saying it has to be Chal Teres Nekev Mefulish. It's Chal Teres Nekev Mefulish. If it's not Chal Teres Nekev Mefulish, it's going to be because it moves around. Now, what the Olam is saying is a different svar. What? Bishim Rabbi Nurchim, I think. Doesn't have a good street court, you know? Oh, yeah, fine, yeah. So, So Shaila is Lemaisa, okay. Lemaisa, however, that's very nice. If you go, that's very nice if you say that, like Rabbi Yeruchim, so fine, so good. So what we're saying is that according to the Ra'ah, maybe each one is its own Megan, and there's a Nekev. And according to Rabbi Haggai Sashri, there could be, even Jeshul Kenegs has a problem because it's going to end up being a Nekev Mefulash. But the Shaila is, if it's Zeshul Keneged Zeh in the Rashba, and he's saying basically it's like the Korkavon, and it is a stima on the Nekev, and we're saying it's a stima on the Nekev, it's not a Chalas stima. So, that's very good if you go like the Beis Yosef in the Rashba, that the Rashba says that even if Avi will come out, it's going to be good. Because there's a stima here, Be'etzem. Be'etzem is a Torah stima on the Nekev. So there's no nekev. So if air comes out, it's like coming out without a nekev. There's already a stima on the nekev. But the Chiddush Aran himself, who's saying this vart, that it's a nekev in the Re'a, so he says beferish that you have to do a bedika. And if you do a bedika, obviously you have to do a bedika. It's because if you find that it's avers coming out, it's a problem. But he has to have that there's a nekev mefulish. So what does bedika have to do with it? Look at it. There's no, if it's just looking like it's that, so there's no nekev mefulish here. And he's not saying the Haggai Sashri's Nakuda that it moves around to become a foolish. So, I could be, this is what the Elm is saying, is what the Ra'ah was saying. So, whatever. But look, over there you see, maybe what you're saying, the Svara, is that there's another Svara here without this whole Megan Svara. Is that, and you could use a little Levushi Svara for this also, is that the Torah's Nekev by Araya is a Nekev that lets out Avir. That is the nekev of the Re'a, because that is the way that the nekev shteres the Aver. The Aver is an Aver of Avir, and the way a nekev shteres the Pulas Ha Aver is when it can't be called Avir anymore. So Memela, the two Krumim, if Lemaisa, the two Krumim between them, they let out the Avir, so even if the nekev zish looking like a zeh, so normally we would say in order to make it a teres nekev mefulish, it has to be that you could see through it and you could and they'll line up. And if they don't ever line up, like by the veshet, they will never line up. Then it's going to be kosher. If it's a suffix, they'll line up. It will be a suffix. I'm fine. The place can say beferish. If it's not going to line up or it's on different sides or whatever, it's kosher. It's a suffix. It's a drabana. Fine. So to make it teres nekev mefulish, it needs to be that you talk about a nekev mefulish. Over here, it could be that to make a teres nekev mefulish means that copy the red. There's a nekev here that's poil pulas nekev, which allows the aver to come out. So that alone, that the aver comes out between the two, that's a tziruf between the two to make it that it's chal teres nekev in the reya. And the mela, that's gonna be mitzarv them to be one nekev. It sounds to me like they thought that was a svar of the ra. I don't know. But the svara lechora L'chor, if you're going to say that the Avir is a problem, then it's chal that there's a nekev in the Reya, and even though B'toras, normally there will be a stima in the nekev, in the Etzem nekev there's a stima, there's a chiddush that if the Avir goes from one nekev out to the other nekev, that alone is mitzar for the two nekevim, and it's soyser, the stima, and it makes it there's a teres nekev mefulish over here. So that means that the Bayerei will be chal, a different gedder of a nekev mefulish. That the nekev is a nekev that allows the avir to come out. That would be the other shit. There's a big enough kamina from all this is going to be, like I said before, nekev zesh lo keneged zeh by the moyach. Because if you say that you need the avir to go out between them, and that's what's mitzarif to teres nekev mefulish, you won't have that by moyach. But if you say the first one, we're saying that by a megan, each nekev makes that this one can't be a megan, and a mela this chal teres nekev in the krum, then even by moyach, where they don't have the svar avir, also would be a problem of, you have to see the place come over there, in Simon Laman Aleph, pre-chadosh, he deals with it, what will be over there, that it could be, that if you'll say over there a svara, like we're trying to suggest, that when the nekev is in the krum, then, and the krum is a megan, and then each one is chal nekev by itself, and therefore you don't have a megan on the thing, then it would be even by krum shomayach, maybe zeshek and zeh would also be a problem.